This is an extra track. It includes selected comments from SAT that are directly related to the code. Reno Center, November 28, 2021. After meditations and bhajan, Kavi reads the quote from Baba, and here are parts of that quote.
My dear, all are our fellow passengers, our travelers, all life, plants, animals, not only my bhakta, but our brother brute, our brother plant, not only our brother the good, but our brother the evil, our brother the spiritual, and our brother the wicked. They are all going to the same goal. All are in the same stream. Each is hurrying towards that infinite freedom. Hislop, the moments of realization are those when all thoughts of worldly relations, worldly connections, worldly ties, worldly property, worldly desires, worldly needs are all melted into God, into truth. My dear one, every being that is in the universe has the potentiality of transcending the senses. Even the little worm will one day transcend the senses and reach God. No life will be a failure. There is no such thing as failure in the universe. 100 times a man will hurt himself, 1,000 times he will tumble, but in the end he will realize that he is God. My boy, you and I are both outlets of the same channel, and that is God. As such, your nature is God, and so is mine. You are the nature of God by your birthright. The pure heart is the best mirror for reflection of truth. So all these disciplines are for the purification of the heart. And as soon as it is pure, all the truths flash upon it in a minute. All truth in the universe will manifest in your heart if you are sufficiently pure. Islap. The harder the circumstances, the more trying the environments, the stronger are the men who come out of those circumstances. So welcome all these outside troubles and anxieties. When the bubble bursts, it finds itself the whole ocean. You are the whole, the infinite, the all. Out of long churning of this milk of the world comes butter, and the butter is God. Men of heart get the butter, and the buttermilk is left for the intellectual.
He says all are in the same stream. They are all going to the same goal, hurrying toward that infinite freedom. What does that mean, that even the bad is hurrying towards infinite freedom?
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
100% true. But you're looking at it as everybody has the same goal and hurrying toward it. Everybody is hurrying toward salvation, whether it is money, whether it is belonging, whether it is family. Everybody's looking for joy and happiness. They're all in the stream, struggling to get to a place where they find it. And that's one way of looking at it. The second is a different time of arrival. The water that goes in the creek right now is not the same water that goes 10 minutes after now. The water continuously is going and finding it's the ocean or whatever. So it's not like hurricane of animals and everybody. Yeah, everybody in that river of wanting freedom eventually will find their way to the ocean. And this is what the avatar is saying.
So he's saying even the evil will eventually
Of course. Evil is also the other point of the good. You know, in so many lives you were an evil person and then you became a nice person.
How far?
Even in this lifetime. So. I mean, each of us do crazy things. We do mean things in the daytime, and then we become a saint, and then this and that. But then again, remember, these are all characters. Right?
Yeah.
So if you get stuck on good and bad, evil and saintly, then you're the water that comes a little bit later.
Mansoor shares his understanding.
I wonder if it is the same as grace, and each of the inhabitants in this stream has a certain capacity that can receive so much of the grace, and yet at the same time we're all in harmony.
We really are not in harmony. There is nothing harmonious in the character. It's nothing but clashing. Even in the closest relationship, there is always discord of character. Yes, I agree, it is this stream of life. But the bottom line is, let's not get too romantic about this writing of Baba. He says in the end two sentences that really nullifies the rest of it. He said, "Hislop, never forget you are God. You and I are one." Now, for us to sit and dwell on when everybody gets there, is the evil gets first or the next, is really a waste of time. And if we can really get it, why is Baba says that man is God? Because there is nothing but God. Try to be something else. Then it would be the Maya, the character. But we can't change our reality. You can take an apple and put it in a pie and add sugar to it, but you cannot take an apple out of an apple. So, and when the bubble bursts, which is ego, it finds itself in the whole ocean. We experience that. Every time we don't go with our mind, the bubble has burst. Let's not make it something in a far future, something that each of us have to struggle through the river to get to the ocean. At this very moment that you're sitting there, I'm sitting here, she's sitting there, for a moment of silence you have burst the bubble and you are who you are, period. Now, when our ego and the mind cannot accept that we are God, we have to question it. Say, are you denying that God is everything? Are you denying that there is this infinite existence or infinite power or infinite beingness? And therefore, I can be God or I can be human, is our choice. Or we can be both. Now, it says there is no such a thing as failure in the universe. There isn't, because there is only isness. Failure is in the impressions of characters. The impressions that character have built itself on. what is good and what is bad. Ah, this is very important. 100 times a man will hurt himself, a man. Man's means ego. 1,000 times he will tumble, of course, daily. But in the end, he will realize that he is God. Meaning, after reincarnation, a soul becomes ready to embrace the spirit of God, to realize that. And that's when the gathering like this starts. This type of gathering is not for making the character, the ego, to behave better. We already accomplished that, or we wouldn't be having an understanding for wisdom. Now I think is the time for all of us, including me, that we have, in this lifetime, we have gotten interested to realize that I am God. That's why we get together. That's why we encourage each other. That's why we have satsang. So look at how many reincarnations we had, birth and death of the body. How many trauma and how many joy have we experienced? How many times we were mother, father, child, this and that, until we said, no, thank you. Give me the butter. And making butter is not that easy, unless you buy the machine. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we put this study circle on hold for 5 minutes? Let's be different. Turn the screen toward the altar. Altar is so beautiful, you don't need to watch me.
Do you want me to dim the light?
Yes, please. Turn off the light. Okay, guys. Let's, instead of analyzing, trying to understand, anticipating for something to make us become, let's just drop everything and relax in our own heart, which is called home by enlightened souls. Feel the silence, hear the silence. Merge in that silence without a care. Be still, be still, be still, and know that I am is God. Be still. The I in the midst of me is mighty. In this silence, we are one. Stay still. God is all. All. God is all. What am I? Alright, you can turn on the light. It's hard to talk for all of us because we went beyond the mind, the chatter of the mind.
It makes me feel so close to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel the oneness. It's really nice to have moments like this together because then each of us would remember more often than not that there is an oasis, there is a place that is called our natural state, that it is away from commotion and lies, that we can find the highest comfort and peace at any time, forever. And like Adrian was saying, really, the habitual way of going outward rather than inward is making us so uncomfortable. But it is not personal fault. It is a universal misunderstanding and misidentification. So it is not mine or yours. It just is as the birth is. So I think when Baba refers to everyone gets to the ocean, Is it a matter of finding the home and realizing that we are not this pretense entity, and then slowly, slowly get interested and slowly try to dive in more and more? It's not something that is forcible, or is just through understanding we get the result, like we did tonight, having the glimpse of the difference between chaos and those humans that attended self-realization. Their life expand is not cut. Their destiny still rolls. It's just that one is not tied to the lies anymore. Therefore, peace and ananda is there at all times.
Thank you, Sat.
Thank you, guys. Namaste.